Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You talk about Dan Quinn and the difference he has made there and the stability it feels like he has brought that franchise. You talk about Jaden Daniels getting your guy and it turning out to be the right guy so far. Again, long way to go, but it certainly seems like they've got the guy for the next 10, 12, 13 years. Who knows? And then you come back to the relationship. And I mean, I will tell you just from watching the Cowboys from afar, sometimes I was lucky enough to go do some games, but obviously part of the Compass Media Network's coverage every week. You know, that defense beyond loved Dan Quinn. Like, they didn't want him going anywhere. Now, they were happy for him, obviously, and they've all talked about it. But that relationship with the coach goes beyond the quarterback. But when you have it with the coach and quarterback, it makes a huge difference.
Yeah, because, listen, the ball is always in the quarterback's hands, right? So your trust and your whole future is in his hands. You got to have a relationship with that guy if you're a head coach to make sure you guys are thinking on the same accord, on the same page. I think that's the biggest thing with – in reference to why the Jets thing is so crazy, because when Hackett was here, especially with Aaron Rodgers, he was like, all right, we got a guy, right? That didn't follow. That fell apart. Now you're talking about Downing with Aaron Rodgers, and it still seems like there's some disconnect. And so if you're going to get a new head coach and you're going to bring back Aaron Rodgers, who's that guy that's going to be able to be and be transparent and have some type of connection with Aaron Rodgers? I don't know if there's a coach out there. Maybe Vrabel. Maybe. For the Jets to turn it around next year, they're going to have to bring in a coach, especially if you're bringing in Aaron Rodgers back. If you bring him back, that's going to lock into Aaron Rodgers and somehow get him to play a lot better and be more efficient at that position.
I would tell you, if it was me.
I don't know if there's a coach out there.
If I was named the GM of the Jets.
Yes.
To me, there's three guys. It's everybody we've talked about. It's Gruden, it's Flores, and it's Vrabel. Like those, that's my short list. I don't want to go the young coordinator route again. I want to do what I think feels right. And I think with a team that does have talent that I think could win relatively quickly, even though they're 4-12 this year, I want someone that I know knows what they're doing in that spot.
Yeah,
those are the three guys.
And that's why I like the Flores pick, right? A New Yorker born in Brooklyn. And also the reason I like Flores the most, because it seems like he's not going to take all the BS from Aaron Rodgers, that he's going to hold him accountable. He's going to hold that whole locker room accountable. He has that thing about him, right? And so I like that pick. I also like Vrabel. I just do.
Yeah.
I just feel like he's a guy who changed the culture, played ball, obviously with the Pats, and did a hell of a job when he was a Titans. You got to understand, you know, when Vrabel was a Titans, he also put together that coaching staff, right? He did a great job putting that coaching staff together and making that team legit at one point. I mean, when Arthur Smith was there, I mean, he changed Ryan Tannehill's career while he was in Tennessee. And that was under Mike Vrabel. So if I was to pick two, I like Flores and I like Vrabel.
I'm going to throw one at you. And this would go in line with the idea that Rodgers would come back. What about Mike McCarthy?
I like Mike McCarthy. Does Aaron Rodgers like Mike
McCarthy? I don't know the answer to that. That I'm not sure of.
I'm going to tell you what, and you're the Cowboys fan here. If I'm Mike McCarthy, you know, I win Sunday, I'm wrapping my hands up. I'm not leaving in Jerry in his son's hands
so
to bring me back. I'm saying to myself, I'm good enough I've given you three 12-win seasons. I've gotten the best out of Dak Prescott, put the injuries away. I won't be your scapegoat this offseason.
So that is what's being written about now. Now, it's weird because Jerry Jones has supported him without the contract extension, of course. He has said nothing but nice things about him all year long. He's been peppered with questions about getting rid of McCarthy, and he's backed him the entire time but never given him an extension. And so now that notwithstanding, because it was awful yesterday, but they had won 4 of 5. They had played really well, should have been 5 of 5. Yep. They blew that game against the Bengals. The thought was Mike McCarthy is proving once again that he can coach, which we all know. Maybe it's time for him to walk away because there's going to be good jobs available.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you one job if I'm Mike McCarthy. Go to Chicago. Go get a young quarterback, Caleb Williams, who you can develop.
Potentially, but I know Ben Johnson's been linked to that job too.
Yeah, but that's not. I like Ben Johnson.
That's a hot name.
It is. But I don't want to say it in the sense that I got a problem with Ben Johnson. I don't. I just think if I'd rather go with a coach who's been in that position, who has a young, talented quarterback in Caleb Williams, and can develop him, why not Mike McCarthy?
Yeah. It'd be very interesting if Jerry Jones decides to, you know, sit him down and have the... Because another thing, and you can hate him or not hate him, the fact that he stuck with him after that embarrassment...
But what did he leave him with? No,
he didn't fire him.
Right, but two-fifths of the offensive line were rookies, right? No running backs.
Are we talking about the playoff game last year?
I'm talking about the Cowboys going into this offseason.
Last year everybody expected him to get let go after that embarrassing game against
Correct.
The Packers.
That is true.
That's all. And he stuck with them. They had long meetings for weeks.
Yeah, but you can stick with me, but help me too.
Well, I agree with that. That's what I'm saying. Since he didn't give him the extension still, there's that notion that McCarthy, as you said, will just be like, hey, thanks. I did my job.
Because I don't know
here.
If McCarthy, I wouldn't sit in limbo after the season I just endured.
Right.
If I'm McCarthy.
Because jobs will be taken very quickly. Like, you need to know what's going on so that you can start interviewing.
And you also got to know your worth.
That too.
That's the box I'm sitting in. I got to know my worth. Like, this team is fighting for me now. Valid. Once they got Bland and Parsons back, the defense has been performing
much
a lot
different.
Better. But Cooper Rush, he's been steady Eddie, right? So not great, but he's been steady.
Funny you say that. So if you look, I made a list of potential bridge quarterbacks for either the Jets or the Giants. He's on that list. He's a free agent.
I would definitely take Cooper Rush.
Yeah, he's not. He's a good. Is he? He's not going to, you know, set the world on fire. But he's steady. And he's
sometimes that's all you need.
I know you threw a terrible interception yesterday, but he doesn't turn the ball over.
But that's my point. Sometimes that's all you need. You don't need to be a world beat. I just need you to do your job. If we got a defense and we got enough around us where we can win games, I just need you to be that guy for me.
The Jets have so many questions.
Oh, my God.
Like, just in my head, they need a GM. They need a head coach. The owner can't help himself but to make personnel decisions. You've got a quarterback who's going to the Hall of Fame that doesn't know if he's coming back or not next year. You might reset the whole thing by going out and getting a new quarterback. You could blow it up. You might get a coordinator of a coach. You could get an established guy. I mean, what a mess.
I don't know how the Jets are worse off. And I'm being this serious. They're worse off right now than they were last year.
It doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense.
It does not make sense.